You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Rideshare companies like Lyft and UberX have flourished in Seattle without any city oversight. Taxi and for-hire drivers say they're competing unfairly. Rideshares are app-based services. Drivers use their personal cars to pick up customers. They're pretty popular here in Seattle, and they're spreading quickly. Well, last month, the Seattle City Council passed a package of regulations, which the rideshare companies hope to challenge. In fact, yesterday, a group backed by the rideshare businesses filed signatures for a ballot referendum that would put the rideshare rules up to a public vote. KUOW reporter Amy Radel has been following the story and joins me now. This is turning into a big political fight. Who are the players, Amy?
Well, for anyone who saw any of the overflowing city council hearings that have been going on for the past year, you have Lyft and Uber. They contributed hundreds of thousands of dollars towards this referendum effort. You also have the company Sidecar, which has given less money, and they are funding the group Keep Seattle's Ride Options, which filed those signatures for the referendum. You have the taxi drivers, the Teamsters, city council, mayor, and a big public following for these rideshare services, and that's how they say they were able to get so many signatures so quickly. Is because of the popularity of the services.
So we had these regulations passed, and now they've got the signatures for a referendum. What's it going to mean for their customers and for Seattle?
The big impact right now is that this big package of regulations is on hold. It was going to take effect this week, and now with the filing of the signatures, the regulations won't be implemented until it comes to a public vote.
Why did the rideshare companies take this step?
They made it clear during the council's process that they considered these rules too burdensome. These rules, they require the companies to pay a $50,000 a year licensing fee. They create a cap on the number of drivers that can be working for each company at any one time of 150 drivers. They have safety requirements, training for the drivers, vehicle inspections. A huge issue is insurance. There have been some accidents in San Francisco involving UberX drivers, and two people were injured last fall in a car accident with their UberX driver. They have not been able to recover any money from the company or the driver's insurance. Another girl was hit by an UberX driver on New Year's Eve, also in San Francisco. So these are kind of highlighting the vulnerabilities or the differences with the rideshare companies. And Mike O'Brien, one city council member, says the city shouldn't wait for the public vote. They have the ability to enforce some of these safety regulations on the rideshare companies, just like they can for any for-hire driver. He says they should go forward. It's too long to wait. But other city officials say we should hold off while the referendum is in progress.
That's exactly some of the concerns the critics have had. They say if you're riding, you're not necessarily insured. And indeed, it's happened in some cases in other cities. Well, I remember Mayor Ed Murray telling me he wasn't a big fan of this cap on the number of drivers at one point. But that is part of the regulation that's out there that's now being challenged by this referendum. What's his role in all this?
So the mayor says that he is going to try to head off this referendum by convening a group of stakeholders, many of the same people who have been involved in the process until now, people from the taxi industry, the rideshare companies, and he's asking them to give 45 days to try to come to some kind of an agreement. His staff says the city council ordinance is not going to be the basis of negotiation. They're starting completely with a blank slate, and they want to try to come to some kind of an agreement that apparently kind of eluded everyone back when the city council was tackling this. If they are able to reach an agreement, perhaps the city council will repeal the previous ordinance. They'll head off the referendum, and then this new agreement, it'll go back to the city council. It's not going to happen behind closed doors.
That's really interesting. So the mayor will get another chance to talk about why he doesn't like the caps.
Right, exactly.
If he's the one kind of leading the process.
And one interesting thing is people thought maybe the caps were the main issue for the companies, but their spokesman with Keep Seattle's Ride Options says it's really the whole package. It's not just the caps that is the problem for these companies. And, you know, perhaps they just don't want to deal with city by city regulations as they expand and gain popularity around the country.
Now, Mayor Ed Murray had to negotiate with lots of lawmakers in Olympia for as many years as state senator. What are the chances are he's going to be able to negotiate something?
Well, again, these are people who are competitors. Their interests are sort of at odds. You have the taxi drivers saying, hey, we've been heavily regulated all these years. These people are competing unfairly. They want to see everybody on a level playing field. The rideshares say we are succeeding because of doing things differently. Our customers love us. Don't tamper with, you know, with these new options. A lot of the downtown businesses say, hey, we love that there's more options for people in Seattle right now to get around town. So it's kind of interesting with the rideshare companies. You have the same dynamic in a way as the minimum wage question, where you have people coming to the table, just like with the mayor's income inequality committee, but they also have this possibility of a ballot measure also lingering. So they're kind of working on two tracks, and it's kind of like they're going to try to get, you know, the best deal they can through one of these negotiation processes.
Really interesting. KUOW reporter Amy Radel, thanks for explaining it to us.
You're welcome.
This is The Record on KUOW.